every sex that you preached to each and every one of us, Lord. Your word would come through, Lord. We just ask that you bless each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to start off with how this came to be, this message. And it actually started before I was even asked to preach. I guess the Lord knew that I was going to be up here, because it all started in my job. I was having problems and things were being said, so they started moving people around in crew, and they put me on a crew I didn't want to be with. Now, being the way I am, I was pretty upset, I was mad, I was angry, and it started affecting me in a bad way. I was taking out my family, the little things. I would snap at the littlest thing. And I was yelling at the kids. Of course, I had to apologize because I knew I was in the wrong. The Lord told me I was, and I did apologize to the kids and that. And it was really upsetting to me, and I was angry at work. I didn't want to do nothing because I didn't want to be where I was. And I said, this is wrong. It's unfair. And so I was in my garden taking my frustrations out in the weeds. They paid a terrible price. And there was no weeds left, mind you. And so I went in the house to clean up, getting the mud all over, and I was talking to God, why are you doing this to me? What, you know, what's going on? And why is this happening? And in our downstairs bathroom, there's a shower curtain with verses on it. God has a sense of humor. So I went in there, I'm cleaning the mud off, and the mirror's facing the shower curtain, and as I'm looking up talking to God, the verse immediately, even though it was backwards, hit me. And this is what it, this is the verse. It's in the Thessalonians 5. Where is it? Aha. My paper. There it is. Verse 16 through 18 says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God, Christ Jesus, concerning you. And the shower curtain read a little bit different. It says, rejoice. Always, be joyful always, rejoice in everything, in every circumstance, give thanks. And the reason why that verse hit me is because Mama H, which I used to call her, was my pastor's wife, and him I used to call Mom and Dad because I lived with them. And she would remind me of this verse. And as I turned around and read this verse, I had to laugh a little and smirk and say, you know, really, God? And because in the back of my head when I read that, I heard her voice saying to me and telling me, you know, you got to rejoice in these things and give thanks. That's because God, you know, God's there. He's going to help you. And if you don't give, you know, if you can only give thanks in the good times, why can't you give thanks in the hard times? And I was having a hard time, and then, you know, God kept preaching to me and at work. So I started thinking on that, and God started God started telling me, you know, what you're doing is wrong. You know, just trusting me, I'll get you through this. And there was a reason why he put me on that crew, because I didn't see it at first, because first thing I did is react wrongly, as I do quite often in things that don't agree with me. I'm not perfect. So I reacted wrongly, and I was just being mean to everyone at work. And then when I read that verse, God started speaking to me and said, you know, this is wrong. And I said, yeah, I know, but I know where it was coming from. The guy who's in charge, me and him don't get along. So just because we don't get along, he's going to try to do things just to get to me. And God told me that after this was happening. And so I, you know, start praying. And it's very important here. It says, pray without ceasing. And the first thing I didn't do is I didn't pray, I reacted. And that's the wrong thing to do, because that's our one-on-one with God is prayer. And I was holding a grudge against this guy, too. I was really just wanted to just go up and slap him. I know what's wrong. But that's the anger, you know, and the enemy putting things into your mind. Of course, I had to repent of that. And God says, are you praying for this person? I said, oh, no, I'm not. Because he himself is going through a very tough time. Because of the way he is, he's a very mean, vindictive person. He's mean to his wife. He's just an all-around displeasing person. So now he's going through a divorce and other things in his life. So his circumstances, he's taking on anybody else. One, the people he doesn't like, which me is one of them. But he can't get rid of me because civil service, been there a lot of years, and the only thing it could do to me is make me unhappy in my job. I'm not going to let that happen. I said, you know, you're right. So I start praying for him and his circumstances, and he comes up to me one time. He says, how's everything going? He says, going fine, George, thank you. He says, how are you going? He says, you know, life is life. I said, I'm praying for you. He says, are you praying for my death? Praying for your death. Why would I do that, George? Because he's going through a tough time. And I said, no, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your life, and I'm praying for your salvation, that everything works out for you. And he just gave me a look, and he turned around and walked away and said, have a good day. So at this time, I'm starting, you know, and then I'm in this crew, and the other two crews are having all these problems. And I'm starting to think, all right, that's why God didn't want me here. I mean, he's putting people in these places, and now they're having big problems on all these crews. So I said, well, gee, one reason why God took me off those crews, I'm out of that situation. But I'm in another situation. But I know why I was put on this crew. We have a 69-year-old man, and we have a 62-year-old man. We have a leader that shouldn't have been in charge, or because he knew someone, that's how he got in there. He was really working these old guys to the ground. At first, when they first start telling us what he was like, yeah, we, you know, didn't believe it. But as I got on the crew, I seen what he was doing. And so I started praying. And because right after I got on the crew is when we started having hot, humid days, really hot, humid days, and we were out there working because we work outside all the time. Rain, sleet, snow, heat, cold, doesn't matter, we're out there working because anybody doesn't know, I work for a tree service, Monmouth County Shade Tree Commission, and we cut trees, plant trees, work around the buildings, cutting trees down, planting trees, and he was working these guys to the ground. Well, when this was happening, these old guys start feeling the humidity. One was because he wasn't drinking a lot. The other one was he didn't know how to stop because he was afraid of the backlash, what he would get. So I was telling these guys, you don't feel good, you sit down. He can't do nothing to you because you're not feeling well. It's hot, it's humid, you're sweating. It's time to sit down. You have a right to rest. It even says that. You have the right to rest. So I feel God was with me, and here I am, and then I'm, you know, I'm there, I'm witness to these guys, and I said, well, that's why I'm here, I guess, because, you know, one, to help these guys out, you know, pray for this person who's in charge. And God says, you know, that's what that thing was so important, is pray without ceasing. And I start praying a lot without ceasing because of my situation, and I feel, well, maybe this is where God wants me for now. And I actually have prayed, and this guy actually has slowed down, and he's taking it a little bit easier on the cruise. Granted, we have some hard days because we have to, but he's not as gung-ho as he was before. He's starting to see, you know, you got older guys on the crew. We got one young guy, because it goes 69, 62, 55, and then we got a 30-year-old and 24-year-old. So they're two young guys and three old guys. And sometimes there's only three of us, two of us, depends on what they do. Switch, somebody doesn't come in on a tree crew, they usually put them on there to help them out, flag or whatever. And then God was bringing me through this as I was praying and things. So I'm starting to feel the comfort and the peace that God was giving me. Because I start to see, all right, God wants me here. And this is where I should be. And I started easing up, not being so angry, and just feeling God's peace come through. Because now I'm realizing, you know, we always react when something happens instead of sitting down right away and on our knees praying to God, seeing what he's doing. And that's what I did. I reacted before I seen what God, how God was working, how God was doing things. And it was very, I don't know, how can I say this? I guess strange in a way, because all these things that were happening with in this and my family, and how I was being so belligerent, and you know, God's starting to say, you know, why don't you start praying before you, for, you know, start reacting to something and pray first and see what I'm doing. Watch how I'm working. And then through this week, things started happening. One morning, a bus tried to make me its hood ornament because it decided to drive in the wrong lane on the side in the morning. It was dark, and I see headlights coming at me. It was a bus. Wednesday morning, wanted to make me a hood ornament. I said, something's coming. I should have realized something was coming. It was another circumstance that, good thing I didn't react the way I did. Friday, coming home, got into a car accident. It could have been worse. I was all right. God was in control, although my car got banged up. This lady was making a right-hand turn. I guess wasn't looking. She came out, stopped. Why she stopped, I don't know. Then she continued going. So God was working. I just had enough time to brake. I didn't want to skid, because if I know if I skid, I'm going to skid into somebody that and hurt somebody else. But I could have T-boned her. And God was there, because God made me slow down just enough. And I turned, but I did catch the back of her car. And, you know, of course, they pulled over everything. And, of course, she didn't know what was going on, because she was hollering at a guy who was a witness saying it was her fault, saying he cracked into her car. So, obviously, she wasn't paying attention to what was going on. And then cops came and everything. They said it wasn't your fault. And now she's claiming she had chest pains or whatever. She was an older lady, so I wouldn't doubt it. But the cop said, you have nothing to worry about. It wasn't your fault, because I had four witnesses. They all gave their statements what happened, and he took my statement and everything added up the same way I said it. Everybody else said it. So, but that's another thing. I said, oh, okay, God, I'm going to preach on circumstances, and this is another one you laid in front of me. And I'll say, okay, what do you have planned now? I have no idea what's going on with my car. I got to take it Monday, see what they're going to do, see what God's going to do. I don't have money for another car. It's an older car. I have no idea what they're going to do with it. And I'm just praying. And I said, thank you, Lord. I know you got something planned, and you're going to do something. And with all that, you know, God was giving me peace. I'm still upset, but there's nothing really I could do. It happened. I just got to pray and look to God. And I'm not, and all this, I didn't even, what was happening, I mean, it wasn't so bad, but I didn't even hold against God, because I know he has his will, he has his reasons. It's all according to God's will. We just got to pray. And it says, pray without ceasing. And that's what I intend to do. And they give thanks I'm still not happy about it, but I still got to give thanks to God. And one thing, I'm thankful nothing happened to me. It could have been worse, and God made sure it wasn't. I mean, he had a way of just not having anything bad happen to me physically, just material-wise, which is nothing. And the other lady, she wasn't really that hurt either, whether she had chest pains or not. I'm just praying for her that she was all right, because I did check on her, and the other people were there checking on her, waiting for her daughter to arrive to make sure she was all right. So I'm just praying, and I thank God that really no physical injuries happened and no other people were involved in this accident. So I gave God thanks, and I said, thank you, Lord, for that. Just, you know, I know he's going to take control. And then a verse rang to me in John. John 14, verse 27. Says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. And that's what that came to me, is this peace. And I started feeling, okay, his peace is coming over me. And I felt, you know, let not your heart be troubled. And it was, as I give thanks for the situation with my car, no one was hurt, I start feeling that peace that God was giving me. And let my heart be, because I know he's going to take care of it. And I know he's going to supply, he always does. Like, even that when I had, God always supplied for me. It's wonderful, because I was never out of a job at any length of time. I went from one job into the other, and I thanked him for that, because it was one right into the other where I am now. And so I said, you know, God's always been there. He always helped in every situation, and I just give him thanks for that. And I'm the kind of person, this is very uncomfortable for me to be up here and explain things and, you know, tell these stories. Someone thought it would be a good idea to come out from behind the scenes, because I'm a kind of behind the scenes person. I don't like to be out in front of people. This is not me. One-on-one, I'm fine. One-on-two, I'm fine. But when you're standing up here and all eyes are on you, it's not me. But someone thought that he had a premonition that God wanted me out in the front. I still question that. You know how he gets through that? He found a way. Him and Tiffany, they wait until my wife's around. And they ask me questions, can I do this? You know what my wife says? She answers for me. I don't even get a chance to answer. You know what she says? She says, sure, not a problem. When would you like him to preach? That's how they get around it. My wife, you know, she answers for me, and I had, because you don't want to argue, I don't want to argue with my wife. I never win anyway. So she says I'm going to do it, I guess I'm going to do it. But being that said, I love my wife, and I'm glad I met her, because I wouldn't be the kind of person I am without her. And I guess that's how God plans things, because we did meet in church, and we didn't get along at first. I wasn't too fond of her. Of course, I had someone else, but that broke up, and then I met her, and we started. Actually, she didn't even say yes, believe it or not, when I asked her out. I got a definite maybe, though. But she never did say yes, but we started dating. But I thank God for her, and I thank God for everything that happened to me in my life and how he got me here. God plans things, and like I said, this message was a message before I wasn't even asked to speak. And I said, I guess that's what I'm going to speak on, Lord, because you laid it in front, and he had all these circumstances come into play, and he planned it just perfectly. I couldn't have planned it any better, because God's in charge. And I leave you with just trusting God, trusting his, and don't, when some things happen, on knees and pray first before you react, because I think things would have went a lot better for me if I prayed first, and I wouldn't have all these things, anger and stuff, come into play as I did and take it out. Because when that things happen, you take it out on family, which is not right. And I apologize to my wife because I did snap at her. I apologize to kids, as Willie will tell you. And I did apologize to him because it was little things that shouldn't have sparked me off, but it did. And the thing is pray first before you react and start taking on your loved ones, because it's not a good thing to do. And it took me time, but God spoke to me, and that's why he had that verse and threw it at me and said, "There you go." And I said, "Ah." And I'm going to ask Dan if he would close out and